Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. What's happening, everybody? I'm Chris. This is your daily Bitcoin news video. Thanks for being here, and subscribe if you want to. Let's get right into the Bitcoin price. Right now it's 64,694. And you could see we came down past where we went yesterday. We came down all the way into the 62,000 range, but now we're back up mid-64,000s. Are we going to hold here and go back up, or are we going to come back down? Who knows? Short-term, we don't know. Long-term, we know the bull run over the next, 18 months, we're going to just trend up, and it's going to be awesome. So, yeah, not much to report on price today, except we're back to pre-halving fee rates. Yeah, so the fees here to get your transaction through on the Bitcoin base layer are, they've come down a lot. I think right after the halving, remember the whole runes thing? People were paying crazy fees to get their transactions into that first block and the subsequent blocks. And so I guess that's worn off now. And now we're back to kind of regular fees, which is good. And this is actually breaking news. U.S. government officially declares that Bitcoin is money. Yeah, and this is because of the charges they brought up on Samurai Wallet. Yeah, you can see here. They're each the two guys who were charged are charged with one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. Well, it has to be money if it's money laundering, right? And to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business. Okay, so now they're saying Bitcoin is money. Okay. And Jack Spirko says the big takeaway from the Samurai Wallet fiasco is that a company can't provide privacy, nor a platform. Protocols are the future. And Jack, as usual, boils it down to what this really means. And this is true. Going forward, governments are going to be messing with everybody they want to mess with. Anybody who just wants to be free and have liberty, they're going to attack those people. And so a platform isn't going to make it. They're going to shut a platform down. A company, they're going to tell, they just passed that law that says that the government can now use any company to spy on anyone. So if the government says you need to give us all your data on all your customers, you have to comply as a company, or else you're going to get arrested, right? So companies, platforms, not good. Protocols are the future. Bitcoin is a protocol. Noster is a protocol. Tor is a protocol. They can't shut these down easily because there's not one place where they exist. They're decentralized and all over the place, right? So, and this is a great post from Lynn Alden in terms of privacy versus money laundering. You know, because anyway, let me just read this because I'll read the first part at least. Lynn Alden says, privacy is normal and good. There has been an effort among authorities to make money laundering and financial privacy the same thing. That is, the mere act of moving money privately itself becomes a crime. That's not okay. So that's it. That sums it up. Lynn summed it up. The authorities are trying to make money laundering and financial privacy the same thing. They're trying to say you can't have any financial privacy ever at all. And that's terrible. Of course we should have financial privacy. Are you kidding? That should be the norm. Why not? And here Schmidt posts a Cypherpunk's manifesto by Eric Hughes. I think this is from 1993. Yeah, March 9th, 1993. This is kind of a historic document, but I'll just read the first paragraph here. Privacy is necessary for an open society in the electronic age. Privacy is not secrecy. A private matter is something one doesn't want the whole world to know, but a secret matter is something one doesn't want anybody to know. Privacy is the power to selectively reveal oneself to the world. Yeah, so privacy is a big deal, and we can't just stand by while they try to get rid of all our privacy. And this is pretty funny. Remember this? This guy, I think it was 2017, he held up a sign that said buy Bitcoin. And this was at some, you know, on Capitol Hill. Oh, this is when Janet Yellen was strongly opposed to audit the Fed. Anyway, this guy held up a sign said buy Bitcoin. That sign just sold for more than $1 million today. Yeah, there was a Bitcoin whale who paid, I think, 16 Bitcoin for that, the original sign. So I just thought that was funny because it's funny, right? Now, this is not quite funny because this is really dumb, actually. This whole idea of rare Satoshis. So this is the first Satoshi of Bitcoin's fourth halving block, which was block 840,000. It just auctioned off for 33.3 Bitcoin worth over $2.1 million. So first of all, just to be clear, there is no such thing as a rare sat. Every sat is there, and then if it ever gets moved, it that sat gets destroyed, another one gets created. You can learn a lot more about this from Bitcoin University. Matthew Crater does great videos about, you know, going into a little more technical detail. But anyway, this just goes to show you that people are going to find ways to gamify things and scam people. And I mean, why would you pay $2.1 million for what? It's not anything. It doesn't really exist. Anyway, let's move on because speaking of ETFs, BlackRock's 71 consecutive days of Bitcoin inflows came to an end yesterday with zero inflows. This run of consecutive inflow days puts iBit at the top in the top 10 ETFs of all time. So yeah, and I have a, oh, there was another post that had a graph for this. But yeah, look, 71 consecutive days of inflows. That's pretty impressive. I thought that was, notable. But here, this is good news. Ohio's state legislature introduces a fundamental Bitcoin rights bill. Ohio marks the 16th state this year to introduce a bill to protect your right to access Bitcoin. Yeah, this is great news. I mean, it's kind of weird that we have to do this. We have to pass laws to say that we can do this because by default, everything should be allowed. Everything, as an American, you should be able to do anything. That's the default. Then for the things you can't do, there might be a law, whatever. But the fact that we have to pass legislature that says that we need fundamental Bitcoin rights is kind of crazy. But it is good to see them doing it. You know, this is the kind of fighting back we have to do, right? As they're going to come after us more and more, this is the kind of fighting back we have to do. So I'm glad it's happening. And here's a funny story about Bitcoin mining. It's not very funny, but here Bitcoin Archive writes, Bitcoin literally fixes this. And here's the post from BBC News Africa. Tanzania have shut down 5 hydroelectric stations in a bid to reduce excess electricity in the national grid. It is the first time Tanzania, which suffers chronic power shortages, has closed hydroelectric stations due to excess production. And I guess here's a picture of the station. But think about this. They had to shut down the energy production because they didn't need it. Well, guess what? If they were doing Bitcoin mining right there, they could take that excess power and utilize it for Bitcoin mining, right? So it utilizes power that would basically otherwise be wasted, sort of. So, right? So more and more of these types of countries and places should be mining Bitcoin with this excess power. And I think they are in general. Yeah, and more mining news. PayPal proposes a scheme to selectively mine with ESG-compliant miners. Of course, these big companies that are captured by authoritarians and globalists, they're going to play the whole ESG game. As we all know, ESG is a complete scam. It's literally a scam. Carbon credits and all this nonsense. It's literally a scam. And so PayPal is going to do Bitcoin mining, but only with ESG compliant miners. Yeah, that's just dumb on several levels. And in terms of adoption, look at this. Latin American fintech giant Nubank enables Bitcoin withdrawals and deposits. Yeah, so a major fintech giant in Latin America has just enabled Bitcoin withdrawals and deposits. It's a bank. That's cool for adoption, right? Why not? Let's go. So this is a reminder to you to subscribe while you're thinking about it. And then let's get into some fiat and government nonsense for context. Because Bitcoin solves these issues. Let's go. Biden is pushing a 25% tax on unrealized gains for high net worth individuals. Yeah, this is just ridiculous. This is like, think about this. You buy a stock or you buy anything, anything of value, you buy it and you're just holding it. And the value of it goes up in the market. Okay, so all right, let's say you bought something for $100 and now it goes up to $150. But you still just, now the $150 is what you would get if you sold it, okay? But you're not selling it, you're just holding it. But since the value went up to $150, Biden wants to tax you on that $50 gain that you, it's an unrealized gain. You didn't gain anything. But now they're going to try to tax you on that. This is the most insane, stupid, fiat corrupt thing ever. One of them, anyway. There's a lot, but this is just absolutely ridiculous. I don't know how, I don't think stuff like this can really go through. Housing defaults have now reached the highest level in a decade. So here's the delinquency rate of multifamily housing, which also includes apartments. And yeah, we're at a 10-year high. This is not good. This means people can't afford their housing. And what if this gets worse? Right? This is not looking good. And this is some Ethereum news about the Ethereum ETF, right? They're trying to, a lot of people are pushing for an Ethereum spot ETF, just like Bitcoin just got 3 months ago, 3.5 months ago. But SEC is going to deny this next month. So yeah, here's Gary saying no to Ethereum. And this is kind of interesting. International news. Tether, which is a stablecoin, Tether will freeze Venezuelan wallets being used to evade U.S. sanctions. Oh my God. So now, Tether has announced that all wallets associated with Venezuela's attempt to bypass U.S. sanctions on oil exports will be frozen. So yeah. So anyway, this was a notable piece of news. I don't really have much to add to it. But now, what about your family? Let's talk about your family. Because Finny by Nunchuck is a Bitcoin wallet for families. Yeah, it lets your family hold the reins, ensuring complete financial autonomy and security. Yeah, and you do it through backup keys, obviously, and multi-sig, which means multi-signature transactions, which means to move any of your Bitcoin, you need multiple wallets to sign that transaction. So yeah, anyway, Nunchuck is a wallet and apparently this is a new service. It's definitely not free. Yeah, they're charging, you know, a significant amount of money. But again, I'm not selling this. I'm just bringing it up that this is, you know, these are things we have to think about as Bitcoin becomes more mainstream and we have more Bitcoin, right? We have to protect it in our families. Okay, but this is something called Top Zaps. This was implemented on Primal, I believe, today. So Top Zaps is pretty interesting. They updated all Primal clients, and you'll notice that they now render several Top Zaps at the bottom of each note. The Top Zapper gets their Zap message displayed. So think about that. Think about like on Twitter, a tweet. If you were to send, you know, tip that tweet a bunch of Satoshis, then you can get a little message right under the tweet. So that going forward, people will read the tweet, but they'll also literally right below it see how much you zapped. And so it's only 4 to 5 short words, but here's an example. So this is a post from Callie, and here are the zaps, and here this person zapped. Well, here's Jack zapping 5225 sats. This guy's 6144 sats, and his message was, "We'll fix it." So this is pretty interesting. You know, look, this is like, these are the new things that are being created right now, right? These are like new features of social media. Like zapping itself is a huge advancement in social media, but now like listing the top zapper and giving them you know, a little space for a message, that's pretty cool. Think about it. If you have a company, you could zap a bunch of sats and promote your business or just put your business name or something, right? Who knows? Anyway, very cool. So this is an event in Europe that's happening in June, I believe, but I just wanted to shout it out. It's BTC Prague. Yeah, June 13th to the 15th in Prague in the Czech Republic. Yeah, this is a big event. A lot of Bitcoiners love this event. And yeah, so there you go. Hope I can go. Can someone zap me like one or two Bitcoin so I can go? I'm kidding. And here's the website, BTC Prague. Pretty cool. Now, this is some information. I mentioned these six lessons from Ludwig von Mises. Yeah, this is him, by the way. The Austrian, famous Austrian economist. Anyway, what are his six lessons? Well, I'm going to link to this post below, as I link to everything I'm showing, and you can read what the six lessons are. And really, this is good education. This is the kind of education. It's from a high level, and we can understand it. So this is good for everybody. So definitely check that out. And here's one from Rod. He has this message as his phone background. This is about family. Just a reminder that 75% of the time you ever get to spend with your kids is over by the time they turn 12. And 90% of your time with them is gone by the time they're 18. So slow down, be present, and enjoy these short, sweet years. They'll be over one day. So that's just a good reminder about family, right? And here's Uncle Rockstar, who is family. He's my posse. He says, this is back from February, but it's great, so I'm going to recapitulate it. We're going to rebuild the global financial system on top of Bitcoin, and there is nothing they can do to stop us. That's right. Put that in your pipe. And you don't sell your biddies. Just a reminder, you do not sell your Bitcoin, right? Remember that. All right, here's our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link on the top here. Join our locals community. Here's our locals community. Come hang out. Don't forget, every Friday at 4 p.m., we do the Bitcoin panel live stream. Last week's was awesome. Every Friday, it's a live stream. Come jump on, say hi. So that's it for today's video. I hope you found that enlightening or entertaining or both, and I appreciate you watching and listening. So don't forget to subscribe to the channel, follow the channel, and like the video and all that stuff. And I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's Bitcoin news video. All right. See ya.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.